So, my friends on Talk Sport and Talk, a couple of weeks back, I got sent a football book. No surprise there. It was a bit random, though, because it was about Darlington, a place I went to once in my life years ago, not really thought of since. We do a lot of books on this show, so I thought, well, what's this one like? And it's called Another 100 of the Best, Darlington's Greatest Ever Players, published by Pitch. And I thought, why is it called Another 100? I mean, with all respect, there can't be 200 great players that have passed through Darlington. And it sounds rude. That was my thought. And then I found the previous book had been 100 of the best Darlington's greatest games. And then I saw who'd written it, and I thought, we've got to talk to this bloke. The man's name is Paul Hodgson. And by chance, a couple of years back, I saw a film which was the story of his life. A great movie, a really unusual film about the trials, troubles and tribulations of this man as a young man when, as an infant, he was stricken by a very virulent form of meningitis. He was left effectively paralysed, certainly couldn't walk, the doctors told his parents. He was only an infant when he got this, could barely talk. And the film tells the story of how him and the family were split by that, the rows. And in the end, though, it's an optimistic film. And his mum was played in the film by Toya Wilcox. Great movie. And now Paul's got, I found, another volume of autobiography out. So we're going to talk to you in a moment. But I'll give you a flavour of the man and of the film. It's called Give Them Wings. And here we go. It's a chunk of the trailer.
Face facts, woman. You're the only person who can fathom out a word he's bloody well said.
That's just me point. The bear needs to speak for himself. That school is not stretching him.
What difference is another school going to make to him shitting his pants?
Would you like a sweet?
Well, ask him.
Oh, sorry. Would you like a sweet?
Aye. And I'll have a fag as well.
Is there out in there for me?
It's all for your lad again. Doesn't give up, does he?
No surprises there, then. At least he keeps you in a job.
Indeed.
You show them damn pigeons more affection than you ever did us. He's your son, for Christ's sakes.
If you're gonna go out, for God's sakes, go! Go!
I was robbed of the son I should have had.
You have a son.
Isn't it about time you got to know him?
Oh, before it's too late.
You know, it's hard to tell who's more disabled. You or him.
It's a very good film indeed. Should have got more policy at the time. I mean, you can still seek it out and watch it. I urge you to. And we're delighted to welcome to the show here on Talk Sport and on Talk, Paul Hodgson, the man behind 100 of the best, Darlington's greatest games, another 100 of the best, Darlington's greatest ever players, the film Give Them Wings, and a book called, you'll never guess, For the Love of Darlow, My Life and 50 Years Supporting Darlington FC. So Darlington is very much at the heart of your story, Paul, and at the heart of your life. What prompted the second autobiography, or the other autobiography, though? Because I think you said in the introduction you didn't really feel you dealt with your school days in previous books.
No, well, like, there are a lot of things. Sorry. Hello, my name. Yeah, hello. It's great to be on your show. I don't want you to say that. But, yeah, but in answer to your question, I felt that in Given Wings book, that came out in 2021, I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I wasn't ready to like kind of go into my like early life properly. So I kind of skated over it and made it a lot more football. But kind of like just skips over it. So yeah, so that's what I thought. And I was talking to my partner, and I told my partner what had gone on, and she said, "Oh, Paul, there might be another good book there." So I thought about it, and I said, yes, perhaps you could be right. So then I wrote it. Yeah, so that was the reason why. There was a lot of stuff that happened, especially like at school, and so that's why I decided to write. I thought that I needed to kind of close that particular door.
So it's kind of done then, that side of your life is done. And it's told brilliantly, folks. It's very funny as well. You're a cheeky chappy when a schoolboy, often on the fiddle, doing things you shouldn't have done. But the title of the book leads me to my next question. It's called For the Love of Darlow, out last year. When did you know that Darla was going to be, you know, at the heart of your life, the love of your life, if you like, Paul?
Well, 1972, because in 1972-73 season, I was 7 years old. And previously, I was going to boarding school. And I moaned to my mum, well, not really moaned, but, like, pressed my mum to, like, go to, I wanted to go see Darton Place. The Saturday before I started boarding school, she took me to see Darlington play against Southport. And,
but they lost, though, didn't they? They lost that game, Darlington.
Yeah, right, yeah. 7-0, yeah.
7-0? I should have put you off.
Yeah, no, but, like, I can remember, like, I was just totally enthralled by it all, and even though that was lost 7-0, I kind of just fell in love with it, and I wanted to go more and more. And so, yeah, so I've now been going since 1972.
And in fact, the club was woven into your story before then, wasn't it? Because you say in the book that your dad was at a Darlington match when your mum realises something's wrong with it, when she realises you've got... So, did know it was meningitis then, and she has him tannoyed from the ground and he rushes back. So even then, the Darlington's at the centre of your story, Paul.
Yeah, but unfortunately, my dad stopped going. He went before I was born, and then, and then like, once I wanted to go, he suddenly didn't want to go anymore. But anyway, that's just one of the things. So my mum took me. Yeah. So yeah, me dad was actually at the game. I can't do what my mum told me. Yes.
And you know, as we heard in that clip, and as comes through in the book, at times you have what seems like a difficult relationship with your dad. A lot of sons do. How do you look back on that period now? How do you regard your dad now, Paul?
Well, like, my dad is no longer with us. No. I think he missed out on having a son, because I don't think, in all honesty, I know this is probably some bad, but I need to be honest. I don't think he could fully accept my disability, because he was born in the 30s when men were men and like stuff like that in the war and stuff like that, and So he was kind of, you know, like, so he saw tough men like miners and stuff like that. And I think when I got my illness, I don't think he could really handle it. I don't think that he could. I don't think he could, like, kind of accept what. No. Rather than, like, be kind of positive and, like, praise me for the improvement that I did. Because when, I'll give an example. When I first went to boarding school, I couldn't even sit up. I had to be propped up, like, with cushions all the time. I was floppy, so I couldn't even sit up properly. And I couldn't talk very easily either. But with a lot of hard work and a lot of dedicated staff from school, I got to my physical limit type of thing, and like my dad never said, "Oh, well done," whereas my mum did. So like I think no matter what I did, I don't think he would have ever praised me. I can't remember him praising me.
And that does come through in the book. Also, it's one of those things that seems to have made you a very resilient person. And your school days, while they sound tough, and of course you had incredible physical challenges with communication, they also sound like great fun. I mean, I liked your story in the book about the phone scam you're operating. Can you tell us a bit about that, Paul?
Hang on,
I'll check with the lawyers. As a statute of limitations run out, they're not going to nick him for this. No, you'll be fine, Paul. Don't worry, you can tell us.
No, well, like, but basically, we come up, a friend of mine, I won't mention his name because I haven't got his permission. I gave him a different name in the book because I didn't think it was fair. But anyway, that all by the by. But we came up with the idea of using an office phone, because there was a coin box, that like the kid could use. So we came up with the idea. Well, I came up with the idea of charging the kids temp like ghosts for minutes.
So they could phone home on an office phone from the school, and then you and your mate were splitting the money. But then, of course, you only had a few days to do it, because I think they had the phone bill, didn't they? Or they checked how much money was in there by the end of the week or something.
I was leaving school. So by the time that they got the phone bill, I left. So, yes. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this then. I mean, the book's a great read. The book I've just finished is For the Love of Darlow, My Life and 50 Years Supporting Darlington FC, published by Pitch. The other book and the film is called Give Them Wings. And we've got 100 of the best Darlington's Greatest Games, and then another 100 of the best, which is just out by Pitch, Darlington's Greatest Ever Players. 100 players. Who did you... I mean, I suppose you could have made it, 104, 110. Who did you leave out that you had a bit of trouble deciding to put in the reject pile?
When I first typed the list, I have 500 names.
500?
Yes.
Blimey.
And then I whittled it down and whittled it down. But I wanted to be fair. I wanted to be like, have some from 70s, 80s, 90s, zeros, 10s and 20s. So, like, I wanted to make it fair. So, like, I had to, like, one that I really do like regret leaving out now, and I feel really bad about it because he was a really nice player, was Neil Maddison, and I feel really bad because he was a really good player. But I needed to get somebody in from the later on, because so he was the last one. I had one on one name, and I agonised for ages, and I really did agonise. And also, Neil didn't make. But I like Neil. I speak to his son now, that his son played for Darlington under 23. So I speak to his son now called Will, and Will's a really good player. But anyway, so yeah, so like, but there's no hard feeling. Like, he fully understood, like, that's just one of those things.
You've got brilliant photographs in the book, in both books, in fact. And you've also got, I understand, a bit of an exclusive for us about what you might be up to next. Because how many books have you written about Darlington now? Is it 5, 6?
Yeah, well, my third book was my first ever biography in 2000.
That Flip Aside, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and that sold out a long time ago. That's long gone now. It's sold out. And then I wrote a book called... When Puss Comes to Shove, which was about following the team for two seasons, home and away. And to be honest, I wasn't really happy with it. I wasn't, because we rushed to like, do it, and yet people loved it, and yet I thought, in all honesty, it's my least favourite book, but people like it, so... And then once again, it's sold out. So, So this one is my sixth book, I think. So this one is my sixth book.
And I think you're going to tell us there are more books on the way. Is that right? You've got a bit of exclusive for us, Paul.
Yeah, well, I've never written an autobiography before, somebody else's, so obviously I've done my own. So... I'm quite a good friend of David Speedy, so I asked David Speedy whether I could do his, and after a lot of arm twisting, he's agreed for me to do it. So, like, I've written David Speedy's book, and that released in September, so I'm super, super, super excited, like, about it, because I've known David for 40-odd years, so we are... not friends, but, like, we keep in touch. I won't say he's a best friend, but, like, he's kind of somebody who kept in touch with over the years. We are friends now because, like, I speak to him regularly now because of the book. But, so obviously, like, we got a lot closer. But writing a book for him was really funny because he's got some really... series end. I think people will be blown away by it. So I'm quite looking forward to that book coming out.
And you must come back and talk to us about that when it comes out. Maybe bring him on with you as well,
yeah,
Paul.
That's what. Yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be a really good idea because David, he was a really good player at Darlington, and I wasn't surprised. I tell you one funny story about David and me. I first got a tongue to David when in 1982 when you played with Darlington 81-82 season, and after the game, the team used to go in the Darlington cricket club for a pint after the game. And one night I was playing on a fruit machine, and they'd come up and said, "Paul, do you fancy going a cup of quid each?" So I said, "Yeah, why not?" And then from then we kind of talked, and and so that's how we became kind of. And then after he left Darlington, I kept in touch with him. I went to see him play once, and then I also met him. I went up to Doncaster and had a meal with him. He helped me out once with a charity event. So over the years, I have kept in touch with him, but we're a lot closer now because obviously, like, we've done a book and we've become quite really good friend now. So I'm really looking forward to doing that because I reckon it will open a lot of people's eyes because David has been really honest. I said to David, if you're going to do this, we have to do it right, and we have to tell the truth. You have to it's got to be what. And it turned out really good.
That's what I was saying. Your book, For the Love of Darlo, is very frank and very honest, but also your other books are incredibly thorough but very readable. The great Nobel Prize winning German novelist Thomas Mann, who wrote Death in Venice and The Magic Mountain, he once said, "Only the exhaustive can be truly interesting." And your books are, whether you're a Darlington fan or not, are truly interesting because I feel I've got like the Darlington FC Bible in my hand here, New Testament and Old Testament, and your story as well as the great kind of, you know, a hero from the sidelines, if you like, of Darlington FC. Paul, I could talk to you all night, mate. We must get you back on again when the new book comes out, With the Man It's About. That was Paul Hodgson, author of, well, his most recent book published by Pictures, Another 100 of the Best, Darlington's Greatest Ever Players. They may have ended up at your club, any of these players. The previous one was 100 of the Best Games. And then For the Love of Darlo is a brilliant read, his life story from his school days onwards. And that's Paul Hodgson, the main man, talking to me, Paul Ross, and you guys on Talk Sport and Talk, where we're live till 5. Come on, the Quakers.